Are you sure your mother was on this train?
Positive. There she is.
Mother, over here!
Come quickly. We found a Russian.
We found him on the platform, Mother. He speaks French.
Children, please, one at a time. Where's Roberta?
She's in my room with the Russian, Mum.
We told him everything would be all right when you got here.
Hello, Mother. Voici ma mère, monsieur.
Who is this man?
If you could find that out, and where he's supposed to be going, the Great Northern and Southern Railway Company will be much obliged.
Of course.
Now, please, give the poor man some space.
We'll wait outside, shall we?
Please.
Out we go, children. We'll let the French speakers get on with it.
Monsieur, par ici.
Oui, madame.
What are they saying?
The Russian is talking like mad and gesticulating.
I say, I think he's crying.
Oh, man.
Your mother's comforting him.
Here they come.
Well, what's it all about?
It's all right. He is Russian and he's lost his ticket. I'm afraid he's very ill. If you don't mind, I'll take him home with me now.
Now, be sure you're not taking home a frozen viper.
I'm quite sure I'm not, Perks. He's a great man in his own country.
What kind of great man?
He writes books. Beautiful books. I've read some of them. Venez avec nous, s'il vous plaît.
Merci, madame.
Peter and Phil, run home and light a fire in the sitting room. Bobby, you had better go for Dr. Forrest.
If it isn't my favourite head nurse.
I hate to tell you, Doctor, but Mother's found a very shabby Russian, and I'm sure he hasn't got any money.
Found him? Was he lost, then?
That's just what he was. He's been telling Mother the story of his life in French, and she said, would you please come directly? He has a dreadful cough, and he's been crying.
I've made him some tea, Doctor.
Splendid. The poor man seems worn out, mind and body.
That's hardly surprising. Imagine it, Doctor, the terrible journey he must have had. Escaping from a labour camp in Siberia.
He's lucky to be alive.
Dr. Forrest, how ill is he?
Well, the cough is bad, but there's nothing that can't be cured. It's his emotional stamina I'm worried about.
What can I do to help?
We must take it one day at a time. He ought to go straight to bed and let him have a fire at night.
Of course. He can sleep in my room. It's the only one with a fireplace.
We've come to visit the Russian, if that's all right, Mother.
I put him to bed hours ago, which is where you three belong.
Please, Mother, tell us about the Russian.
Make it our bedtime story.
He's a writer. He wrote a beautiful book about poor people and how to help them. I've read it. Nothing but goodness and kindness. But they sent him to prison for it.
But they can't. People only go to prison when they've done wrong.
Or when the judges think they've done wrong. Yes. That's so in England, but in Russia it was different. He spent 3 years in a horrible dungeon with hardly any light, all damp and dreadful.
How did he get away?
Well, when the war came, some of the Russian prisoners were allowed to volunteer as soldiers. He volunteered, but he deserted at the first chance he got.
And here he is in a strange country, all alone except for us.
Not quite. He has a wife and children. He heard they had escaped and come to England.
Has he got their address?
No, just England. He was going up north to look for them when he lost his ticket and his purse.
Do you think he'll ever find his wife and children again?
I hope so. Now, I'm very tired, my darling, so off to bed with you. And in your prayers...